Good evening, my friends. Good morning, wherever you might be. I'm glad you're here with us in the home stretch, as I call it, the fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. And, of course, as Jim in West Virginia called in so kindly mentioned, yes, we may be dropping our fourth hour on shortwave frequency, as it is extraordinarily expensive. So there are things you can do. Of course, if you would like to continue to be able to hear the broadcast, you can make your donations at republicbroadcasting.org. You can also call the studio there, the office, I should say, and speak with someone about that. And that phone number is 800-724-2719. Our call-in number, as always, is 1-800-313-9443. Our special guests this evening are the authors of the book Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras, Sydney Ross Singer and Soma Griesmeyer. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. And Carol in Pennsylvania, Carol, welcome back to you. And Soma, you were just advising about cysts and various things like that.
Right. I just wanted to say that with cysts, the most important thing that I would recommend is massage. I know getting rid of the toxins is probably number one, but massage almost always helps flush out cysts. Just gentle massage anywhere you happen to have cysts, any tenderness, any pain, just a gentle massage 2-3 times a day, and you'd be surprised how much that will help.
Well, I don't get them anymore under the armpits at all.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And I haven't gotten them in the groins either, in the groin, in the groin area.
Mm-hmm.
Not since the setting the two pieces of lingerie, and like I said, I took some sea minerals, and then I back it up with Lee Kroc's machine, and I haven't had one since.
That's
but
wonderful.
But what is really nice, I wanted to tell you down at Lee's, in the jacuzzi, you can't use soap. And I thought, boy, this is ridiculous, but I'm going to tell you something. You don't wash the mantle off of your skin.
Mm.
And it's excellent.
Wow.
And I haven't used deodorant in 20-some years because I couldn't.
Mm.
And nary a problem. And, of course, I don't have a body odor problem. My girlfriend says, I never smell you, so.
That's
and
great.
I can only bird bath because of my polluted water, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, every woman should shed them, but to warn the people, get rid of the fabric softener.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent advice. I certainly appreciate, Carol.
The
call.
Yeah, it's only good for taking wallpaper off, the old wallpaper off. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's so interesting. Soma, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
You mentioned about massaging the areas and whatnot that have had restriction. Now, obviously, that applies to the breast, but also other areas as well. So what are lumps in the breast?
Generally, lumps are cysts. They start out as cysts, which are just fluid-filled sacs in the breast. And the reason they're fluid-filled is because the bra with the constriction is going to cut off the drainage, and it'll back up into a pocket and then form a cyst. A lot of women will have those removed with aspirations of needles getting stuck in them and sucked out. I mean, terrible things. But all you have to do is get rid of the bra and massage the tissue, and if you massage it, it'll help flush it out.
Let me add something. Sometimes the cysts, though, also get fibrous with time.
Mm.
So connective tissue comes in, and those won't get smaller with easy massage. It takes more time once it's fibrous tissue. But if it's just if it's fluid, that goes away as soon as you get rid of the bra within days.
Yeah. Let me ask you both to hang on. We've got another break here. Folks, stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and, of course, the authors of the book Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. Stay with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the big show. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, the fourth and final hour of the program here. Again, our phone number is 800-313-9443. Our special guests, the authors of the book Dressed to Kill, Sid and Soma, welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate it. When we left off, we were talking about cysts.
Well, what else do you want to talk about cysts?
Well, I was curious. I mean, we do tend to hear them more often in the breast tissue. I presume that they do probably pop up in other places as well. Because what you've talked about in the book extensively is about restrictive clothing and things like that, such as, you know, people having their feet swell when they have shoes on that maybe don't fit too tightly. You also mentioned there was a study, and I think it was in Japan, where the women were – the study presumably was to increase breast size. And
right.
Women were wearing smaller bras, I guess, intentionally, and they were saying, oh, look how great this is. This is making them swell.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there are some bras that claim that they can increase breast size, and the only way you can really do that is by causing backup of fluid, yes. Which is the medical term is edema, mm-hmm. Lymphedema of the breast, which is clearly not healthy. And, you know, there's been some other studies that came out of Japan recently about within the last few years on with bras. They found that it interferes with the autonomic nervous system. Tight bras affect the autonomic nervous system, and it affects digestion in these women, and melatonin secretion was affected by wearing a bra. No one has yet looked at the breast. They haven't followed up on what we've done, but they're dancing all around it. It's so interesting.
That is interesting.
It is. is. And nobody has refuted us yet. The worst that they could say is, oh, well, they didn't get this peer-reviewed. But, you know, I'll tell you something. The peer-review process is all politics, and the people who run those things work very closely with the drug companies. And if they know that if they don't allow a subject in and they don't review it and they don't research it, then it's basically off the radar. You can't talk about it. The media goes to the AMA-type experts, the American Cancer Society or the American Medical Association, and unless these groups put their seal of approval, like the union label, mm-hmm. on a concept, if they don't put it on there, you can't talk about it. The media sometimes just feels that they're the only experts. That's a real problem. But I'm hoping someday that's going to just – the public will be so aware of this information, mm-hmm. that it'll force – the medical community to catch up. They'll be embarrassed as patients tell their doctors, it's my bra. I've had actually some women, this nurse wrote me a few years ago that she had needle aspirations of her cyst every 6 months.
Oh, my God.
For years, they stick a needle in and suck out the fluid out of her breast. And she said, you know, she thought she like 20 years was dealing with this. She got rid of her bra after hearing about our work, and her cyst went away. Mm. And she went to the doctor and told the doctor, I got rid of this my bra, and the cyst went away. This is wonderful. And the doctor said, oh, it's a fluke.
Really?
And didn't want to believe it. And, you know, it's really interesting that there's, like, some people in medicine that are so closed-minded and dogmatic and refuse to accept this. And then there are other people who just say this is so obvious. It's a really interesting social phenomenon. And as I said before, the best news is a woman doesn't need to have a doctor to prescribe this for her. Yeah. You can do what we call self-studies. A self-study is you try it on yourself and you see how you feel, and your body, let your body be your guide. Mm-hmm. And there's no risk to taking off your bra. There's no good thing about them. There's no reason you need them. It's not like the body was designed with a flaw. That thank goodness there was 20th century lingerie to correct it. That's not the way it is. There's nothing wrong with the female body, and it does its thing quite well, and has for millennia, mm-hmm. until the bra came in and suddenly says, oh, you need this. You don't need it. It doesn't do any good for you. So if you take off... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I think you're right on point. I was just going to make the comment that you'd mentioned it in conjunction with the corset, for example, in the book. How many groups and how much coverage was given to the restrictive clothing and the damage that it causes? Well, obviously, we've fallen away from that. And you mentioned in the book that, you know, the culture views the bra as a more comfort-friendly alternative to the corset. But what you're saying here overall, and the point you just made, is that... for the most part, they're just not necessary. I mean, it's just it's an amazing thing. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, my entire concept of thinking has been changed as a result of reading your book. And both of you should be commended so highly for what you've done. And I walk in the door to the studio every day with the capacity to have any and all belief structures completely altered. And the course of reading this book and chatting with you guys here tonight has done that. So this is a perfect example. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I think you just need a little shift in seeing things. Our culture just blinds us to the most obvious things. Mm-hmm. And we, we're anthropologists as well. We're medical anthropologists. So we try to step outside of the cultural assumptions and look at them more objectively. And usually anthropologists, you know, they study some other culture somewhere else, like Africa or something else, in some exotic place. Mm-hmm. And this way it's no threat to your own culture and the people who are funding your research. But what we do is we try to examine our own culture and what we're doing wrong as a culture. And it's the clothing constriction should be relatively intuitively obvious. You know not to wear tight things. We should know. And yet we have fashions with tight jeans. You ever see these guys wear these tight, you see them at the beach. They have huge bellies and huge chests. They're fat. And because they've been wearing jeans, their butts and legs are tiny. And they, you know what I'm talking about? They look like an overstuffed ice cream cone. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't have thought to put it that way, but you're absolutely right. When you look at the people who have the really big bellies, they hang over the belt line, indicating that you know they're constricting their waist to feel better about their waist size. But again, that's not really the problem.
Well, if what's happening is their whole the rest of their body is being conformed to the clothing, that compression. You know, you have all these organs in your lower pelvis. You know, you have your bladder, the testicles, or the ovaries, depending on your sex, and the colon. And you know, it's the sites for colon cancer. You know, the colon starts where your appendix is in your lower on the lower right side of your abdomen, and then goes up towards your rib, and then over, and then down the left side, and then has a little sigmoid, a little S shape, and then it comes out the rectum, and then the anus. Well, there's two parts of the colon above the belt line and parts below. The beginning part and the ending part are below the belt line.
Wow.
And those are the sites for more colon cancer than the other part. So you have the belt creates a pressure gradient, and the lymphatic system of those organs has to drain against gravity to return to the heart. And, you know, the lymphatics have these valves in them to keep it going one way. They're these tiny microscopic vessels that are in throughout our body that need to be pumped by muscle contraction, by when you breathe and create a negative pressure in your chest to help suck them in the direction towards the chest cavity. It's a very passive system that moves as you move and flows that with valves to keep it one way.
Wow.
And if you put any compression across that, it just stops the flow. So you were talking cysts. Cysts to me mean impaired circulation.
Yeah, it's really astounding.
Yeah, it's so simple. And, you know, it brings into mind things like ACE bandages. I've run into people in, like, the grocery store, and you see them wearing these bandages around their wrists or around their elbows, and I ask them why they're wearing that. And, oh, you know, I use my arm a lot to get this repetitive, you know, either carpal tunnel or these repetitive injuries, and the doctor tells them to wear a bandage. Well, the bandage cuts down on your circulation. So these people are wearing them now for 6 months or more, a year, and they don't seem to be getting any better. But they go to regular doctor visits, and they're probably taking anti-inflammatories and pain medicine, and they keep them wrapped. And I tell them, you know, maybe you should unwrap it to let it circulate, because the damage is never going to heal if your body can't flush away the damaged tissue and replace it and let it get fresh blood in there, fresh fluid. You know, your cells are bathing in stagnant fluid if you've compressed the area. So you need to flush it, and that's what massage is so good, because the massage squeezes out the tissue, and it goes into the lymphatics and returns, and then lets new fluid in.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because in the course of sort of where we started the interview, when I said I've been just so dissatisfied with the medical industry, and I mean conventional medicine, doctors and whatnot, I have turned a lot to what people would deem to be alternative, but I don't think they should be alternatives. I think they should be almost the first choice you go to. And one of the things that I've discovered is about massage. And there's a gal that I go to in town here periodically, not often enough, nearly enough. But one of the first things she told me with my very first massage ever, which was deep tissue, she said, make sure you drink a lot of water, because you're going to get very, very toxic as a result of this massage. And I didn't understand that at the time, and I have since, but it gels completely with what you're saying, which is when you're allowing the toxicity, the fluid from the lymphatic system to flow, it's going to get in your body, and it will make people feel nauseous and things like that when they get a massage for the first time. So, you know, you do have to make sure you're cleaning yourself out, otherwise you do feel sick. I guess that's about the best way to put it.
And you got to... Yeah.
Oh, we're up to a break. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt here briefly, and then we'll get back to your calls as well, folks. Again, 800-313-9443. Our special guests this evening are the authors of the book Dressed to Kill. Their website, which I encourage you to go to and interact with them, www.selfstudycenter.org. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Folks, glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, thrilled that you're with us. Of course, our two guests tonight, Sydney Ross, singer, and Soma Griesmeyer, authors of the book Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. Amazing, amazing stuff. Welcome back, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I wanted to say something, Frank. Last segment, you said that you like to think of going to alternative health doctors before...
Yes.
Standard allopathic doctors. Mm-hmm. I wanted to throw out another idea. You see, what we believe is that, you know, these other doctors, alternative and regular, all feel like when there's something wrong with you, you need to take something to get better.
Yes.
You need to do something. What we feel is going on is when you're sick, you need to stop doing something that's making you sick in the first place. We're looking at a cause. And if the cause is in your lifestyle, and it could be something like what you're wearing or how you're sleeping or how you're working or whatever you're doing in our cultural world today, if that's the cause, then you have to get rid of the cause or you'll never get better. You know, you need to get rid of the cause to get a cure. But as soon as you eliminate the cause, your body can start healing. Then you can go to these other guys and ask them for maybe something to let you heal quicker or more comfortably. But typically, your body can take care of itself, if it hasn't been damaged for too many years, by just removing the cause. You've got to do that no matter what. So I think that's the first thing really people need to do is ask, is this something that I'm doing to myself? What can I do in my life to stop what's happening? What should I stop doing? So it's not like, what do I need to start doing, but what do I need to stop doing? And in the case with bras and breast cancer or any breast disease, you know, you've got a problem with your breast, think, what am I doing? Am I wearing something too tight? Is it too long every day? Well, let me try taking it off and seeing how I feel. And that's how you tell whether you've got the answer or not. You've got to be your own health sleuth and go and figure out your problems by process of elimination. Eliminate different lifestyles that could be related. And that's what we're trying to do now for people is as lifestyle consultants, trying to help people identify the things that they're doing in their lives. You know, we're not doing that on a very big scale yet. We're really doing it very selectively. And that's actually what we're doing with our place here in Hawaii. We have like a lifestyle retreat center. It's just out of the culture so that people can really leave their lifestyles behind for a while and see what the change does. It's like self-experimental process, a self-exploration, because you need to get out of the culture oftentimes to stop your patterns and the behaviors that you take for granted. You need to stop doing those things, and then suddenly you realize, gee, I'm stopped doing that, and I feel a lot better. I just wanted to add as a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great advice, and certainly there are other options as well. I mean, a lot of the tops and dresses that are made these days have some amount of support structure in there that I think would probably be better for you than a bra itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a woman could wear camisoles, T-shirts. You just have to, when it comes to that, I'll have Soma comment on
please.
Alternatives. Here's Soma.
All right. Hi. I usually tell this to women with young girls because that's the best place to start. That when your daughter suddenly is starting to develop, whenever that might be, whether she's 9 or 12 or 15, and she wants her first bra, please, please don't allow that to happen. Instead, get her a fancy, lacy little camisole, some pretty colored little T-shirts that she can wear under things, just something light and loose and comfortable. But not anything that's tight, no elastic, something cotton, too. Cotton is better than the cotton or silk, something better than a synthetic, no polyesters. That's really uncomfortable against your skin. But just you can change that garment underneath into something that instead of being tight can be loose and comfortable and still feel special and sexy or whatever you're trying to, you know, achieve in that respect. But it's so nice to just feel, I mean, I can breathe, I can move. Bras are just really like wearing a harness. I'm so happy to be without it.
Let me ask you this, Soma. Do you think that the bra industry is predominantly for men, per se?
Well, a lot of women say that, but a lot of women also have been conditioned since puberty to feel like they need one to be acceptable. A lot of women feel that a bra sort of protects them from men's gazes or from their nipples showing.
I was going to say, I think that's pretty understandable, honestly. I mean, since we're being all candid and personal here, I think most guys would probably remember that there are times in school maybe when they don't want to walk up to the front of the chalkboard, you know?
Right.
Same thing, you know, you don't really want everything you got on display for the world.
Exactly. But there are other ways of dealing with that.
Can I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
Yes.
We're up to another break here.
Okay.
It's going quickly. I can't even imagine. We'll have about 25 minutes left when we come back. And I promise we'll get to these calls. Again, our number, 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report. 1-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Here we got about 25 minutes left with our special guests this evening, Sydney and Soma, authors of the book Dressed to Kill. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Soma, you were just commenting?
Right. Well, I guess I finished with that comment. I was just suggesting that women try a camisole or T-shirt if they want a little modesty and something comfortable underneath their normal clothing rather than the bra.
Sure.
It's a good alternative, and it's certainly more comfortable and certainly safer and less constrictive, and that's what we're trying to get rid of is the constriction.
Absolutely. Let's go to Tammy in Tennessee. Tammy, welcome to the show. Oh, okay. Some kind of disruption there. I guess we lost her there. That's all right. Certainly plenty of questions that I have for you guys. You know, in regards to the incredible amounts of information you looked at. If you don't mind, I'll go through the list and we can cover some of these if you'd like. Three main categories, biology, environmental, and cultural. And under these categories, you looked at age, hormones, genetics, diet, toxins, the country of origin, immigrants, income level, married versus unmarried, and urban versus rural dwellers, obesity, breastfeeding, and a variety of other things. I mean, it's really an incredible amount of material to cover in the course of coming up with this information. Now, one of the things that I found to be most fascinating is the breastfeeding angle. And the reason for that, as you say, is that for women who have had children, especially, I guess, earlier rather than later, the development of the breasts for breastfeeding is considered to be, I guess, a natural process, insofar as to say that if that happens, then you have a less likelihood of contracting breast cancer. Is that correct?
Yeah, what happens is there are basically three times in a woman's life when her lymphatics develop. One is when she hits puberty, and her breasts, I'm talking. One is when she reaches puberty and her breasts start to develop and the lymphatic system starts to develop. The next time is when she gets pregnant and her hormones surge again, and then there's breast development in preparation for the baby. And then the next time is during nursing itself, and there's the breasts are full of lymphatics. And the way they normally flow is from deep within the breast. The predominant flow of the lymphatics of the breast is from deep out towards the nipple and then around the side towards the armpit. Now, that's where most of the lymph nodes are, which are these filters for the lymphatic fluid. So most of the majority of the woman's breast tissue drains to the armpit. Mm-hmm. And same thing for the arm, drains to the armpits. And that's why when doctors sometimes remove the lymph nodes after a breast surgery because they think cancer might be spreading through those nodes, it stops up the drainage, and a lot of these women will get swollen arms, lymphedema in their arms, which is very bad. If they get scratched, they can easily get infections. They have to wear these compression sleeves, and it's a real pain. So those are the three times, though, in a woman's life when she does develop her lymphatic system and circulatory system of her breast. So if a woman doesn't go get pregnant and nurse her baby, then her breasts don't have those other two episodes of life to develop the circulatory system and lymphatic system better. So if we took two women with the same breast size, mm-hmm, and put them in a bra, the same bra, the one that has gone through pregnancy and lactation will have a better drainage system and won't be as affected by the constricting bra as a woman whose lymphatics are still immature, not fully developed, because she hasn't been pregnant or nursed yet. So we believe that's why those issues of not having a baby and not nursing increase your risk for breast cancer. That's a known risk factor.
That's amazing.
You know, I should also explain the difference between a risk factor and a causal factor.
Okay.
Risk factors are statistical associations that are connected issues, but no one knows why necessarily. So medicine will say, for example, early puberty is a risk factor for breast cancer or not having a baby. Mm-hmm. That increases your chances, but they don't know why. We're saying we understand the bra connection is causal because you have an actual mechanism. And also, when you look at these other risk factors, the biggest of the risk factors that they ever discuss is a family history. And that, if you have a family history of breast cancer, it increases your rate of breast cancer about three times. What we found with bras was it increased your rate from going bra-free up to wearing one over 18 hours a day. It increases your rate 100 times, not three times, 100 times. And to give you some perspective on that, cigarettes and lung cancer, cigarettes increase the risk about 30 times. So this is about three to four times the severity, the link between bras and breast cancer is about three to four times greater than the link between cigarettes and lung cancer. And it's actually a causal understanding of all the other risk factors that they've ever come up with for breast cancer. And realize, again, I don't know who has tuned in since the beginning of the show, but what we're saying is the bra, by constricting the breast, concentrates toxins in the breast tissue. And these toxins are carcinogenic chemicals in our polluted air, water, and food, plastics and pesticides and all sorts of chemicals in everything in our world today, in our first world cultures, that have to be flushed out of the body, and the bra concentrates it in the breast by preventing them from being flushed out.
Yeah. But you actually say in the book that, that bras do not cause cancer. I guess they just cause the conditions by which it can occur.
Yeah, I mean, some people wonder, they take things very literally, and we say bras cause breast cancer. They think, well, you mean if I hold a bra, it's going to cause cancer? Like, there's something radiating out of this bra? And no, it's not that. It's the bra just concentrates the toxins. It's like the toxins are the bullet, and the bra points them right at the breast. And if you didn't have any toxins in our world, the bra would probably, it would still certainly cause fibrocystic breast disease. And the body never likes to be constricted. And by the way, it's not just external, or the medical word is exogenous toxins that are a problem for the breast. If you cut off an organ and cause lymphedema, the oxygen goes down in the tissue, and waste products build up because this is basically choking off and stagnant. And when you cut down the oxygen, the entire system starts to break down. I mean, the tissue starts to deteriorate, and there are free radicals start getting released that start digesting the tissue, and there's other mechanisms that for these endogenous or inside toxins that are released by the tissues themselves that's normally flushed away. So you're sitting in your own waste and low oxygenated tissue, and there's no circulation. So the bra it's just a simple impairment of circulation.
That's amazing stuff. Now, in conjunction with women having children and whatnot, would that correlate to the married versus unmarried category as far as breast cancer?
Yes, I would think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, having children is protective if you breastfeed. If you don't breastfeed, you'll have that second stage of development of pregnancy, but your breasts don't have the advantage of lactation where they really get the flow and flush. And, you know, places like the La Leche League, which promote breastfeeding, they acknowledge that bras cause problems. I mean, a lot of women will get mastitis or an infection in their breast because the bra cuts off the milk ducts and doesn't allow parts of the breast to drain and all of this. You don't need nursing bras either. I mean, the body was not designed with a flaw. We don't need lingerie. It's all a gimmick. It's all to sell a bra, and they do such a job on the female mind and the male mind. Mm-hmm. Men do need to cut women some slack and encourage them to be natural and be themselves, that they love them for who they are. Women are so insecure, and, you know, we make them that way. And you ask, you know, is the bra really for men? I think, you know, it is a male-dominated industry. But women are not just victims. They're willing victims in many cases. I had this real strange time, Frank, where we were just brand new with this stuff, like in the mid-90s, and I was such a zealot and a missionary that I would be standing in line, like at the bank, and if a woman in front of me had a tight bra, I'd give her a lecture on it. You can imagine how popular I was.
Not very.
But,
in this day and age, that could almost be sexual harassment, I suppose.
Well, I explained that I'm a medical anthropologist, and I've just done this study on bras and breast cancer, and did you realize that your bra is very, very tight? It's like digging in. And, you know, amazingly, most women thanked me, and my wife was there all the time, so most women thanked me, and there were some, though, that you talked to, and they would they would just put their hands over their chest, like cross their arms, protectively.
Yeah.
And say, no way I'm getting rid of my bra. I don't care if this causes cancer.
Mm-hmm. But then other women would say, oh, my goodness, it is tight, isn't it? I never realized how tight it was before. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've given talks in front of large crowds, and at the end some women come up and they hand me their bra. They sort of take it off, you know, under their shirt, under their blouse. They put their hands behind their back. And they just pull their bra out from their sleeve and hand it to me. It's like, here, you convinced me it is tight. My God, I never realized how tight this was. So women do need to liberate themselves and just be free. And if their husband or boyfriend doesn't like it, get a new boyfriend or husband, because he's not going to like it if you have breast cancer and have to get one removed or both, or if you die. Mm-hmm. And if a man is that superficial that he can't accept you for who you are, you need to really look at your relationship and see.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that if you're wearing it specifically for a husband or a boyfriend, how long are you technically going to be wearing it for? You know, the other issue.
And, you know, and if a woman wanted to wear one for an hour for fun or while exercising, that's not going to kill you.
Right.
We're talking about excessive clothing constriction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, medicine has ignored clothing constriction. There are studies on this.
Mm-hmm.
There are studies about clothing constriction. And, you know, clothing is not a natural thing, even though we're so used to it. You want to make sure you don't wear elastic garments. And not to mention, you know, the detergents and the fabric softener, all the stuff in the clothing and the material the clothing is made of. You know, actually, a chemist contacted me after Dress to Kill first came out, and she said, you know, the elastic fibers in bras, it's a polymer, and it breaks down into a chemical called 1,3-butadiene, which is a potent carcinogen. So while women are wearing these bras, the material is naturally decaying, and the polymer breaks down in the monomer units that make up the polymer. The polymer is like a long chain, and the chain has a lot of little links in it, which is the monomers. And this 1,3-butadiene are these little links, and they come off the chain with time as the bra deteriorates with wear. And that can get absorbed right into your skin, and it's carcinogenic. So the bra may not only be preventing you from cleansing out of toxins, it could be delivering them too. So you really got to be aware of the things you put on your body and how you wear, how long, and get back into your body sense and discover what's comfortable and realize that comfort means it's okay, and discomfort is your alarm going off telling you it's not good for you, whether it's tight shoes or a tight necktie or tight watches or wristbands or headbands or hats or girdles, belts, pants, bras. Anything tight cuts off circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most important thing for health is circulation. Even if you take garbage in your body once in a while, mm-hmm. like when you drive to work and imagine all the fumes of the cars that you're scarfing in behind, you know, in traffic, mm-hmm. I mean, it stinks. I'll tell you, I'm living in Hawaii. I live in a very remote area on purpose. And once in a while, a car will go by on the road near us, and you can smell the car. And this is like a normal modern car, but you could smell one car when you've been smelling fresh air until then. And then I think about multiplying that times the thousands that people sit on the highways. And, you know, these are putting out the fuel these days that you're breathing is putting out benzenes and other carcinogens as the fuel burns. And some of it doesn't burn efficiently. And then there's the diesel. And I mean, these are the toxins in our world. And if you get exposed to this, you got to get rid of it. And the only way to get rid of it is to flush it out with exercise, movement, massage, drinking water, flow. We're made mostly of water. Our bodies are mostly water, mm-hmm. and they have to flush and flow. And it goes through the kidneys, which filter it, and it goes through the lungs, which get rid of some toxins, and the colon, and the skin, sweating it out. There are different modes of elimination. And you need to allow yourself to eliminate. And part of it, the process that we're talking today, is about clothing getting in the way of that circulation.
Yeah, it's really, it's really such an important issue. And like I said, I'm really just blown away by the whole thing because it does compare with a great many things. And one of the examples I think that, you know, certainly will get the male attention out there is you mentioned about bulls and the castration process, that they can simply be castrated simply by putting a string of some sort, a cord.
It's a tight band that you wrap around the scrotum. I was thinking of that. In my early training at the University of Maryland, I was thinking of being a veterinarian, and I was in a pre-vet program in my undergraduate there, that's what I learned there, and that, of course, came to mind with the bra, because if you just constrict any organ, it starts to wither. and because it needs that circulation. It doesn't get the nutrients it needs or the oxygen. Yeah. Deteriorate.
And, it's amazing because when you hear they've got that new, you know, they've got the gastric bypass where they basically staple your stomach or just, you know, remove it in essence just for obesity's sake. It's bizarre, but now, you know, they've got the one where it's like a rubber band on your stomach. Have you seen that one?
Right.
No, horrific.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it'll cut off whatever it's cutting off is going to deteriorate, and I think. It's probably experimental, and they're seeing what happens. And, you know, maybe they want to have part of the I'm not really that familiar with that surgery, but
it's interesting, and you might enjoy checking that out. I'd like to, of course, we're coming up on another break here, but I'd like to give out the information. Folks, the book is entitled Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras, by Sydney Ross Singer and Soma Griesmeyer. Now, where can people pick this book up? What's the best way for them to get it?
Well, for large orders, they can contact us because we're printing them now to make sure that they're out there, which they can contact us through our website or at Amazon.com. Okay. The book is available.
Wonderful. Let me ask you guys to hang on. We'll come back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Back!
back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, an amazing 3 hours. We spent it with our guests tonight, Sydney Singer, Soma Griesmeyer, authors of the book Dressed to Kill. Welcome back, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Amazing, amazing stuff. And again, you guys are medical anthropologists. And what we've talked about here is a thing that you term cultural genic disease, which I think is really fascinating. And it ties in so much with the way that society has shifted here in America. You know, and one of the things that I complain about frequently is what I call like a instant gratification culture. You know, we have our food can be purchased at drive-through windows and everything is given to us in such a quick fashion that, you know, I think most of the people don't even realize that there's another way or a better way even. And many of these things are contributing to massive amounts of obesity in America and certainly death rates from a variety of different things.
That's right. People need to be much more conscious, but I don't think it's in the best interest of the economy. Unfortunately, disease makes more money than health, especially when it comes to breast disease, and you got to look out for yourself. You can't expect this system to support the individuals out there in their lives.
That's very, very true. You guys and myself, we have to talk more. There's a couple of guests who I want to put you in touch with. I think you'll really find their stuff fascinating as well, because there is such a connection there. But what other areas of research are you working on? I know you mentioned other books that you've written.
Well, one very important area, it has to do with sleep position. And we did a study on that. It started off looking into migraines. And we found a whole slew of diseases, including Alzheimer's and sleep apnea, glaucoma, stroke, a whole bunch of problems that we feel are related to sleep position. And as we researched that, we discovered that they sort of know this. They sort of know it in space medicine, but they don't ever apply it to diseases because some fields of medicine don't talk to other fields. Anyway, that's another very long story, probably another three-hour show at least. But that's one of the issues. The way people are sleeping is wrong. They're causing themselves a lot of problems. And the other thing is certain personal hygiene choices that people make in our culture today. You know, we just can't take care of ourselves the way we need to, and we're taught to ignore nature when nature calls in many different ways. And I think that is a major cause of disease. And again, it's not talked about because a lot of these are taboo subjects. The issue of sleeping is a very simple physiologic issue that medicine just ignores. You know, I've learned medicine isn't very smart. The whole field of medicine ignores some of the most obvious, simple solutions to things and looks for complex, high-tech answers that you need to pay a lot of money for and involve drugs or surgery, and is very disempowering to individuals, and it's treatment-focused. So I really encourage people to go to our website and get some of our books if you want further information, but the website also gives you enough information to know what the theories we're talking about are and how to test them for yourself on yourself, because you don't need a prescription to try these things. These are lifestyle. It's not like we're testing drugs where it can hurt you. We're testing removing bad lifestyles and try something new and different and see how that works in your body. And it is absolutely phenomenal.
That's fantastic. Sid and Soma, you guys.
It's true.